The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 21st of May, 2008. It was on this day in 1927 Charles Lindbergh landed his plane in Paris, completing the first solo nonstop transatlantic flight. Lindbergh grew up in Little Falls, Minnesota, saw planes flying overhead as a boy, wanted to become a pilot, got a job as an airmail pilot, very dangerous work. Of the first 40 pilots hired, 31 died in crashes. Lindbergh flew 7,189 flights in his first 4 years without a single incident. A man named Raymond Ortiz offered a big cash prize, $25,000, for anyone who could fly nonstop from New York to Paris, and Lindbergh decided to try, got financial backing from businessmen in St. Louis, bought a single-engine plane with a big gas tank called the Spirit of St. Louis, redesigned it himself to make it as light as possible, didn't take a radio or parachute or any navigational equipment, took off from Long Island, New York, May 20th, 1927, 7:51 in the morning, the gas tank so heavy he cleared the telephone lines by only 20 feet. Flew north over Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, navigating by checking maps against the landmarks he could see on the ground. Flew over the ocean toward Nova Scotia, then Newfoundland, flew toward the city of St. John's. People who saw his plane overhead said they could almost read the serial number on the underside of the wing. And then he turned east toward Europe as night was falling. For the next 15 hours, no one would know if he were alive or dead. Will Rogers wrote in his column, "No attempt at jokes today. A slim, tall, bashful, smiling American boy is somewhere over the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, where no lone human being has ever ventured before." He was exhausted, and halfway through his journey, he started to have hallucinations, saw a coastline that was not there. After more than 24 hours, saw fishing boats on the water, flew on toward Ireland, then turned south toward Paris. He was disoriented by all of the lights that he saw on the ground. He circled around several times before he realized that the lights were cars stuck in traffic, people trying to get to the airfield to see the landing. 150,000 people mobbed the landing strip in Paris, shouting "Viva Lindbergh!" when he touched down at 10:24 p.m. on this day in 1927, after 33 and a half hours. Picked him up when he got out of his plane, passed him over their heads. He became one of the most famous men in the world overnight. There was a dance named after him, the Lindy. New York City gave him the biggest ticker tape parade of all time. F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote, "In the late spring of 1927, something bright and alien flashed across the sky. A young Minnesotan who seemed to have nothing to do with his generation did a heroic thing, and for a moment people set down their glasses in country clubs and speakeasies and thought of their old best dreams." Lindbergh went on to write two books about his flight, We, in 1927, and The Spirit of St. Louis, 1953, which won a Pulitzer Prize for biography. Here's a little poem by Emily Dickinson, "I Shall Keep Singing." I shall keep singing. Birds will pass me on their way to yellower climes, each with a robin's expectation, I with my red breast and my rhymes. Late when I take my place in summer, but I shall bring a fuller tune. Vespers are sweeter than matins, senor. Morning, only the seed of noon. Emily Dickinson's I Shall Keep Singing. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported daily by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.